So hello and welcome. It is I, the realist philosopher. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So as you can see, I am no longer in my car, at least for one night. A very, very, very generous benefactor, someone who is a big fan of my content, I hope. I get the sense. Very nice fellow, very smart fellow. Made a contribution to my GoFundMe and sort of insisted that I, at the very least, get a hotel room for one night so I can have some time to rest and relax and not have to worry, be in a comfortable environment where my health is not at risk and have a chance to think things over. Was insist the right word? Yeah, kind of, I guess. I kind of gave my word that I would. Not sure if I'll stay longer. I am a very frugal person. Even though it's not good for me, I slept in my car for two nights in a row now. And after each time, I felt worse and worse. But I'm still the kind of person that would like prefer doing that to spending money on a hotel room. So I guess insist is the right word. Not sure I want to continue doing that. Because it's expensive, but I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to check in with you guys, give you an update. The truth of the matter is, financially, I'll get into specifics. I guess there's no reason why I can't. I spent over. Now, look, I'm a very plan-oriented, rational guy. I don't do anything unless I'm certain that there won't be an issue. So before I moved here to Montana, I had over $15,000 saved. That didn't include various lines of credit. So I was very well prepared. But unfortunately, you can't prepare for acts of God. Currently now, because of medical bills, in debt almost $100,000. So I'm probably looking at bankruptcy because of that insurance I let lapse. Turns out a month in hospital costs a lot of money, honey. Yeah, they'll charge you $150 for an aspirin. So yeah, I'm looking at bankruptcy. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I went to the gym today, not to work out, but to shower and brush the old choppers and take a dump because I hadn't taken one in 3 days. And oh, the shower was so nice. Decided to try my hand at walking on a treadmill. Bad idea. It was fine at first, but very quickly it was like, oh, something's not right. And then I just had to quit and I had to like sit down because my balance. I felt like I was going to fall down. Everything was tingling, and I had to sit down for about 10 minutes. Bad idea. I just wanted to see what my limits were, and I found out what they were, and they weren't very high. I won't be starting any work anytime soon, if ever. So I'm just trying to focus right now on getting better. Trying to incrementally improve my fitness. Really trying to find, like, where are my boundaries and not go beyond those, because if I do, then that's just going to slow down my recovery. So my limits ain't great right now. I don't like this. I don't like being this fragile, the word. My brain is still sharp as a tack, though. It's just my heart that is and my body that's betraying me in general. But thankfully, this still works pretty good. I haven't felt any, limitations there yet. We'll see. We'll see if I have a stroke at some point. Whatever blood clots might still be left in my body. If I can avoid that, I'll probably be fine. So right now, I'm just exploring options. I'm going to, later after this video, I'm going to be trying to contact larger Red Pill, MGTOW. Oh, I shouldn't say that. acronym, MG, you know, T, what, O, something, W, yeah. Gotta be careful what you say on YouTube, but I'll be trying to contact other content producers that are much larger, see if they're willing to help me out with any charity. I don't know. This is a very difficult time for me. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to survive it. Fortunately, this very, very generous person stepped forward and made a large donation that, while it doesn't come close to wiping out the cash expenditure, which was all my cash practically that I had to spend out of pocket, it helps a lot. I don't even want to get into the debt. I'm going to have to declare bankruptcy over that debt eventually. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, we're talking almost 100 grand. I can't afford that. That's nuts. Are you kidding? What am I going to do? It's going to ruin my credit. I'm in trouble. That's just the reality of it. Don't let your insurance lapse. Carry it over. Don't get all self-assured like, oh, nothing's going to happen. Can't happen to me. I'm just moving. Yeah, moving 1,200 miles. A lot of stuff can happen in a few days when you're traveling that far. A lot of opportunities for an act of God. Hailstone. Wax your windshield, you crash. Truck crashes into you, you crash. Moron who can't drive cuts you off, you crash. Let alone everything else that could happen. The risk increases exponentially the further you're traveling. So, yeah, I screwed up. Don't be me. Don't screw up like I did. I mean, you know, stepping in a hole that doesn't look like a hole because the grass is too high and covered in silt and there's a freaking metal rod that you can't see in the ground and you cut your leg and before you know it, you get sepsis and then blood clots and then heart attack and then you're screwed. That is not my fault. But yeah, I'm a one tiny, teeny tiny error with my insurance and I'm screwed. So if you'd like to make a donation, the GoFundMe is down there in the description. So I got this hotel room for one night. I might, after I get off here, call a number out front, see what kind of deal I can get on a week. I don't know. I need to find something more permanent. It's not easy, though. If you don't have like proof of employment, you have to be able to show a very large bank account. While you might think, you know, that the person, the amount they donated is a large bank account, generally speaking, places that rent to you, if you don't have the proof of employment, you've got to show them like 1 year of rent as a guarantee in your bank account that, you know, you'll be able to pay the rent, that you have the means, essentially, which is why I saved up as much money as I did before I moved here for work. And I had to work. I don't have to work anymore. And even if I had it, I couldn't do it. I'm physically demanding. I could barely walk on a treadmill. Ah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Oh, man. So I've had an interesting day. This hotel's kind of odd, by the way. 4 p.m. check-in. What hotel has a 4 p.m. check-in? The latest I've seen is 3. Ow. But anyway, yeah, that's the update currently. Like I said, once I get off of this video, I'm going to try contacting as many of my larger content-producing peers, though they may not see me that way. Some might be fond of my work. Some might remember me from the OG days back in 2016, 2017. I don't know. But we'll see. I mean, I doubt I'll get much sort support from any of them. Seems like most men these days, barring the ones that have already contributed to me, and you have my heartfelt gratitude for that, but it seems like the majority are not really interested in looking out for their fellow men. That's why the sisterhood is always beating us, by the way, and why they have the power of the state behind them, the courts, the media, academia, everything, because they stick together and we guys generally don't. Anyhow, on that note, I am going to head out. At the very least, please subscribe to my channel. You can follow me on Patreon too. That's a great way to support my work. Once I find some housing somehow, don't know how yet, but we'll see, that's more permanent, I'll start making more Patreon content again, totally, completely dedicated to my Patreon followers. So if you follow me there, you're going to get value for value in the form of my best quality philosophical work, only for Patreon members. And if you want to make a direct donation, I'm getting to the end of my rope. I got in this video here. But if you'd like to make a donation, GoFundMe in the description, Cash App's in the description. I'm the Realist Philosopher. I wish you all a good and pleasant day. I gotta go. Take care.